Country Pop FM.
Mentioned that it's Arbor Day here, and got a communique here from Andy in Clear Lake saying that he is planting 75 trees today.
Wow.
So he will plant one for both of us. You and I get a tree in our name here today from National Arbor Day.
Andy, you did. That's outstanding.
And a similar story. I just got a new chainsaw from Plow World.
So you'll be taking down a tree.
Possibly. Yeah. Or at least trimming one. It's not the kind that's going to take down a tree. It'd be very small. It'd be a sapling.
Okay.
You're just one of those ugly ones that kind of straggle.
Right.
And you need to get out of the way, which I probably could just use a Fisker scissors. But you ever used a Fiskers to try and trim or prune?
Uh-huh.
They work pretty good, actually.
I really do.
It is the Bob Almanac. We're wasting time because I've got a lot to do here today. This is a big one. It's a big one, Elizabeth. Friday, April 29th, 119th day of the year, 2:46 left to go. It's our patent of the day today.
Right,
it's
out of the chute.
1913 Gideon Sundback patented the all-purpose zipper. A zipper for all needs, Neil.
Not just the fly of your jeans.
I've got one on my shirt right here. It's a three-quarter zip-up pullover.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have that without Gideon Sundback. How about 1961?
Sports in its unending variety unfolds on ABC's Wide World of Sports, capturing the sight and sound, the emotion, the beauty, and history-making achievements wherever men gather to compete in this great wide world of athletics.
That is certainly early Jim McKay. Not quite. This came later.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Wide World of Sports debuted on this date, Saturday afternoons. It was a Saturday afternoon staple in my house.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you had Jim McKay, you had Howard Cosell, Al Michaels, Jack Whitaker. Frank Gifford chimed in every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was really good, and it was different sports, things that you didn't see. Now on cable TV, 24-hour sports, these channels are doing whatever they can to fill. But back in the day, if you wanted to see the odd sports, you know, the log rolling, lumberjack stuff, dwarf tossing, all those things, you had to tune into Wide World of Sports on ABC on Saturday afternoons with Jim McKay in order to watch those. And 1961 is when it debuted. Let's go to 76, and Bruce Springsteen has to tell the story of what happened on this day in 76.
And we were in Memphis. And Steven and I wanted to go to an all-night diner. It's around 3 a.m. We got in a taxi. The taxi cab said, yeah, but there's one right out by Elvis's house. So, Elvis's house? You know where Elvis lives? Take us there right now. The taxi driver took us to Graceland. And I got out. I saw there was some lights on in the house, because you could see the house wasn't far up to drive. Yeah. Gates were locked, a stone wall. I looked at Steve. I said, Steve, I'm going in. and the taxi driver said, hey, man, don't go in there. They got big dogs over there. Don't go over that wall. I said, well, when's the opportunity going to come again? I jumped over the wall, ran up the drive, got to the front door.
Of Graceland.
I was just about to knock on the front door, and a security guy came out of the bushes. And he said, Dick, can I help you? And very casually, like,
yeah.
I said, yeah, is Elvis here? Yeah. I said, well, Elvis is in Las Vegas. I said, okay, well, can you tell him, and I generally don't like to do this, but that Bruce Springsteen was here. And
yeah, this date, 76, the
that's
boss,
crazy.
And Steven Van Zandt. They decided, Steven Van Zandt apparently didn't climb the wall.
Little Stevie?
No. Little Stevie decided not to stay on the other side. I don't know if Max Weinberg was also in tow.
The part about the big dogs would have kept me on the other side of the
wall. Exactly. Those dogs were there because whenever Elvis did not finish all of his fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches, he'd just toss them out the window, and the dogs were there to eat them.
Right.
Let's remember Alfred Hitchcock today. An unmistakable profile, right? His side profile.
Oh, you know, for sure. Him.
Alfred Hitchcock, he died at the age of 80. He redefined the horror genre, Neil.
Yes, he did.
When it came to movies and TV shows and whatever else, because he was Alfred Hitchcock's present. And how would he start every one of his shows, Neil?
Good evening.
He sure did. That was 1980. 92 in the news.
And the four LAPD officers in the Rodney King beating case found not guilty on all counts except one. That announcement set off a firestorm of uncontrolled riots and violence that is still going on tonight. Angry demonstrators went on a rampage, taking control.
It was ugly, and of course we saw that here a few years ago with the killing of George Floyd. This was the Rodney King situation and case where he had been beaten, and those officers who were charged, they were acquitted, and people weren't happy about that, Neil, in the Watts area and Los Angeles area. And it was ugly.
Yeah, it got real ugly. It was, that was a bad deal.
It was even bigger than the scope of what we had here in Minneapolis and surrounding areas a few years ago. That video of Reginald Denny, the truck driver, getting pulled out of his truck and getting beat over the head with a brick.
It's unwatchable.
It is. It definitely is. And that happened this date in 1992. Doug Stone, the singer, this date in 92. He was only 35 years old, and he had to undergo a quadruple bypass surgery. You probably remember that.
Oh,
You may have even sent him flowers, Neil.
I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was 92. And 2003.
If they're into movies, go to the one place that has it all. There's something fun for everyone at Best Buy.
So that is the commercial. It featured Mr. T, but apparently Mr. T did not give them permission to use his likeness in that ad and also in a print ad, because apparently they must have gotten permission for the TV commercial because it was from the movie Rocky III.
Right.
As Clubber Lang, and the commercial was this guy who was buying a TV at Best Buy, and it was so real, like he felt like he was actually in the ring with Clubber Lang. But he was the one doing the clubbing, not Clubber Lang.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used the same thing kind of in a print ad, and Mr. T, his group saw that, and they go, you know, he can't do that. So Best Buy got in trouble, filed a lawsuit. I don't know how that lawsuit, I think they came to a settlement, Neil.
That's a lot of times how that would work, right?
2011.
We are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate.
That man and woman, that was Prince William and Kate Middleton this day. They've been married for 11 years now, Neil. Can you believe that? You keep up to date with the royal family.
Time flies.
Tell you what, the pomp and circumstance of those weddings.
Sure.
Just the elegance. Now that's over the top. The carriage, the whole thing, the veil that's like a football length. Football field length.
Right.
Walking down there at, is it Westminster Abbey? Is that where do that at?
Yeah, I believe it is.
2011. What do you think the DJ gets paid for the reception for that gig?
Yeah.
Like in rubies and pearls and the family jewels?
He gets to fill out the check.
Any chance that the Wedding Crasher guys crashed that one?
That would have been a fun one.
Vince Vaughn and the Wilson guy.
Right.
2018. The Simpsons.
Woohoo!
Like a Roomba! If anyone wants me, I'll be in my room.
So this was the special opening of Simpsons, the episode that they passed Gunsmoke. So they did an intro to the show like a Gunsmoke intro. Did you kind of catch that from the audio?
Yeah, I wondered what the... So the gunshot was, and then you said it was The Simpsons.
2018, Simpsons surpassing Gunsmoke with their 635th and 636th episode. Highest number of any primetime episodic television show.
Yeah, they're still doing it.
And they're still going. But credit to Gunsmoke, right? It wasn't animated.
No.
Not an animated show. I mean, Marshall Dillon got animated from time to time. He's trying to get somebody out of Dodge.
So did Festus.
Festus, very animated.
Right.
And then 2020.
A lightning bolt that stretched close to 500 miles over three states is the new world record holder for longest flash. This is crazy.
I know. Lightning flash, 477 miles, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi.
Whoa.
That's a long lightning bolt.
That
Are they sure it wasn't the flash?
It could have been.
Yeah, running through the neighborhood?
Right.
Birthdays now. Oh, how about Willie?
Well, I thought I had died and gone to heaven, but Lord, did I look like a fool. Last night I came in at 2 with a 10, but at 10 I woke up with a 2. Last night I came in at 2 with a 10, but
what
at 10
is he singing
I woke up
about?
With a 2.
Well, he woke up at 10. That means he missed Good Morning America.
Right.
Which is I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm. No,
there's Willie Nelson. He's 89 today for Willie.
80 what?
89.
Oh, okay.
How about
that? That's right.
How old do you think he is?
89.
Yeah, born 1933. If I do the math,
man,
I think that's 89.
That's awesome.
It is.
In a voice soft and trembling, sing her songs to cowboys.
Another fire
singer.
He's the featured tenor of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Sure.
Dwayne Allen.
And all the fallen angels.
He and Joe Bonsall share a lot of the lead singing efforts and duties. So Dwayne Allen, 79. He was the sleazy neighbor upstairs.
Hey. Hi. How you doing? Girls up yet? Yeah, Chrissy's getting dressed and Janet's taking a bath.
She is?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing with a sponge?
Oh, you know how it is. I have to do everything around here.
That was Jack's buddy Larry. He was also, you know, if you were at the Regal Beagle and you see Larry Dallas walk through the door and you're a young lady, you hightail it out of there.
Probably.
You don't want any of what he's dealing.
Right.
You just don't. So Richard Klein, who was Larry on Three's Company, he's 78. Tommy James, he had his Shondells. Hey, Bob Country, listen to the almanac. I think at dances and things, they say something else there. Have you heard what they say there? Do you know what they say there usually? That song had to be banned at high school dances because they were doing this chant.
Something
naughty. That included profanity. It sure did. Nora Dunn's from SNL. Tommy James is 75. Nora Dunn is 70.
And Barbara. Wow. I'd like to congratulate George on his startling victory in New Hampshire. He's doing well in the South. He's had a wonderful reign as vice president. Tell me, are you proud of your son?
Of course, you're talking about the first George Bush. George Bush Sr. You know, when they did that, they didn't know that George Bush Jr. was going to become president later. But, of course, because Barbara just appeared a little older.
Right.
Then George. Nora Dunn, not a big fan of Andrew Dice Clay, as we found out as well. She's 70.
She's pretty funny.
Well, I know this guy went out of his way to not invite you. How am I going to feel if I show up with an uninvited, unwelcome intruder?
The way I feel when I go places with you?
Jerry Seinfeld is 68. What a shame. That's a shame. I love that line. That's a shame. Jerry Seinfeld. Seinfeld, great show. Great sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen every episode at least a dozen times. Some probably more than that. A dozen? No. It's got to be way more than that.
Wow.
Now that I do the math. When it's on, I'm watching.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld, 68. One of the Starfleet captains.
You can try and stop us from getting to the truth. But I promise you, if you do, I will respond with all the unique technologies at my command. Janeway out.
And that includes photon torpedoes, Neil.
Wow. They don't mess around. Yeah.
Fire phasers and photon torpedoes, full spread. Target that explosion and fire. Kate Mulgrew, she was the captain of the Star Trek Voyager. They were stuck in the Delta Quadrant and couldn't get home.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
You do now, 67.
We're stepped out upon the world stage now. Now! With the fate of human dignity in our hands. Blood's been spilled to afford us this moment. Now! 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 And you grousel and heckle and dodge about like pettifogging Tammany Hall.
I tell you what, that Abe Lincoln is not happy with Congress.
No.
If you call somebody a Tammany Hall huckster, you know he's meaning business.
How good was he as Lincoln, though?
Daniel Day-Lewis, 65. Well, he won Academy Award for it. That's how good he was.
That was a great movie.
And Daniel Day-Lewis, 65. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Who is she? What is she? I don't know whether to open fire or fall in love.
You poor guys. Always confusing your pistols with your brides.
Lady, our take-home's less than 300.
You're overpaid. Hit the road.
She was the Catwoman. Batman Returns. And a good one, too. Looked good in the leather suit, right?
Oh, yes.
Not everybody could fit in that leather suit.
Nope, she did.
Michelle Pfeiffer, 64. Michelle Pfeiffer was turned down for the role of Jan Brady. Mm. That's a little-known fact.
I didn't know
Marcia's
that.
Marcia's worked very hard for those things. Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
Jan had a tough life.
No kidding.
She had a tough life living in the shadow of Marcia, 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 and you had a big crush
on her. I'd like
to. And Jan, I was always an Alice guy.
Yeah.
Eve Plum, 60, something about the something about that apron.
Right.
One third of Wilson Phillips. Which one is it? Do you know? No, you're Wilson Phillips, Neil. It's Carney Wilson. Carney Wilson. 54 today. Big, big hit there. Mm-hmm. Master P is our rapper of the day. 52. Master P.
Because I absolutely positive.
James Bonomy, Neil.
Oh, that's a good tune.
It was a number two song. We've kind of forgotten about it. Mid-90s, number two. I don't think I will.
That would be a good one for the all-request lunch today.
Might as well. He's 50 today, Uma Thurman.
Is that what I think it is?
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you?
You know, for a second there? Yeah, I kind of did.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
Along with, was that Lucy Liu? Yeah, Lucy Liu.
Kill Bill.
Yeah, Kill Bill. Could have done Poison Ivy, but we already did Batman.
Right.
Uma Thurman, 52.
Image. Is everything.
EOS Rebel from Canon. So advanced.
He was a rebel, so he endorsed the Canon Rebel camera. What happened to his hair? How did he lose his hair so fast?
Andre
Agassi.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Bolton.
He had the severe,
I mean, I'm looking in this commercial.
Right,
what happened?
Flow.
Did he, did he fall into a vat of acid?
Steffi Graf.
Was it acid? Did she shave it?
Yeah. I think
it was, or was it just so much stress from the relationship with Steffi Graf? He lost his hair.
Stress.
He pulled it out.
Stress. Yep.
52 for Andre Agassi.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today. Band leader and big band jazz legend. He's not the Duke, but he's Duke Ellington.
Stevie Wonder called him Sir Duke.
That would be good. Sir Duke works for me. The Duke, Sir Duke, 1899. Is he your favorite former Japanese Emperor Hirohito?
Only
probably
one I can think
not.
Of now.
Yeah. He was there during, I think, some bad times, 1901. What about Hall of Fame R&B singer Carl Gardner?
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
No, let me guess, Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies.
A staple for Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies. Of course, Carl Gardner there along with the Coasters. He was born on this day, 1928. What about R&B singer Tammy Terrell?
Some magic with Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, there's her duet partner.
Couple.
Yes, a couple times.
At least two. When I say at least two big hits, I'm sure they did more songs than that.
This was a big hit. Tammy Terrell, 1945, along with Marvin Gaye there. And we lost him at the Daytona 500 way too early. race car legend Dale Earnhardt in the number three car, born on this day, 1951, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
How did your staff miss this guy?
Oh, howdy, partner. Time for timer. Do you ever get that hungry feeling after school? Boy, I do. I'm so hungry, I could eat a wagon wheel. When I'm slow on the draw and I need something to chaw, a hanker for a hunk of cheese.
It's the hanker for a hunk of cheese guy. You're probably too old for that, but anybody who's probably 55, maybe 58 and younger to maybe in the 40s will remember on Saturday morning you had time for timer. He would show you how to make frozen treats in the fridge, and he would tell you to eat your cheese.
I do not remember that.
He was also the voice of Grimace. He was the voice of H.R. Puff and Stuff. He was also the voice of Scrappy Doo originally.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Lenny Weinrib, 1935.
Lenny,
yes.
Weinrib.
And now everybody can hanker for a hunk of cheese.
Sure.
And I usually have a hunk of cheese at least once every day.
I do too.
Exactly. Keeps me regular.
Right.
1935. And now
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Time for timer. And you know, when he does that voice and you hear that, you can hear Scrappy Doo.
Right.
Puppy power.
Yes.
Puppy power. Tim McGraw, I Like It, I Love It, is one of the songs for you to choose from.
Sure.
We've also pulled out Joe Diffie's Bigger Than the Beatles, or Mary Chapin Carpenter's Going to Do Things the Hard Way.
You know, she's coming in concert, and
that's
we're
going to
have some more information about
wow.
that. Let's go, Mary Chapin.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD.